This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hi there, welcome to the Week in Review at the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Jessica Alsman, and look who's here!
I made it back!
I don't know why I did that.
I like it.
I just missed you, and I had to go southern.
Oh, sorry. She said she missed me.
We're not gonna hug, though.
Why not?
Do it.
Aww. So you may notice that we are in a different location this week, and that is because we are hosting a radiothon benefiting Riley Children's Hospital. If you look behind me, you can see our Tom, Christy, Ace running this radiothon, and if you are interested in helping out, go to the link below and make your donation. We'd really appreciate that.
Click on the link in the description. Help out the kiddos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A Week in Review is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com.
They're awesome. They've got an incredible thing going on right now. Go to omahasteaks.com. Tell them the Bob and Tom Show sent you. The savings are so great. The numbers are too big for me. I haven't taken my SATs in a while, so it's a good deal. Omaha Steaks, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
You can go to omahasteaks.com, enter BTS in the search bar. You're going to save 71% off the Omaha Cut Ribeye Cookout. It makes it $69.99, Grace.
Ooh.
Do you know what 71% off of the original price is to make it $69.99?
I am not equipped to do
that
math.
There's a letter in that. You got to do that. Anyway, it was $242.
Jeez.
Free, welcome back.
Free shipping.
Oh.
Plus, there's free shipping. He always yells at me because I don't say free shipping. They see it at the website when they go to omahasteaks.com.
But wait a minute, Jess. How much is it to ship?
Why, it's free, Grace. It's always fun. Tom just ran in here to photobomb us, but instead of photobombing us, he just decided to interrupt the entire Week in Review. But he can do that because he's the boss.
That's right. He owns the joint, so we just let him do what he wants.
Oh, yeah. So we're getting ready for our first spring edition of the Week in Review. Sit back, grab your favorite antihistamine, your puffer.
Ooh, you were ready.
It's rough out there. Enjoy your favorite clips. What was your favorite this week?
Well, let's kick it off. With the warm weather comes a little bit of nudity. So one of our favorites, Brent Terhune, actually got his comedy career started here as an intern at the Bob and Tom Show. And boy, that kid with a dream has really made it.
Let's talk with our guest. Steve Ranazzisi is at the brand new
Helium
Comedy Club downtown Indianapolis. Once again, you kind of get in. It's over by St. Elmo's and in the in
Georgia and Meridian.
Yeah,
yes, it's on Georgia Street is what the original.
But it's inside the building.
Yeah.
No, it's right in the middle.
We do it on the
streets.
Street.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Today Show when they have a musical guest.
He said that like they didn't take American, but it's inside the building now. Let's not leave that out.
Yeah. Now, let's face it, you guys have played some pretty crappy gigs.
I put that in my rider now. I got to be inside. I got to be inside.
Yes or no, Brent Terhune, have you ever played an outdoor gig as a comedian?
Yes.
Have you played that nudist camp?
Yeah, I've done a nudist resort, yes.
What?
This was inside. This was February.
Oh.
So
Roselawn? Is that where you were?
No.
So you're new too?
Yeah.
And then they're all new too?
Yeah.
This is real. You think we're kidding?
There is a
gig a bunch of guys that have come through here have done. There is a resort in Indiana, right?
Roselawn, yeah.
And they will have comedians. The comedian does not have to take his or her clothes off, but you have that option.
You chose to be naked.
Well, yeah, it wasn't chose, but people are like, you're going to go naked, right? Like, there was so
they peer pressured you.
Yeah.
So you did do it naked?
Yeah.
Did you get a standing ovation? It's probably a different thing there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. There was a lot of guys Porky Piggin'.
Oh, okay. I judge that show Roast Battle naked. They do a naked roast battle where the contestants are naked and the judges are naked. And it's, you do it. And so I judged naked, but it was like all the audience members had clothes on. I don't know how I'd feel about, was it weird looking at them or did you feel more weird looking at, like, knowing that you were naked?
Well, it was weird because, you know, you're looking at the audience and usually they're clothed, but then you're like.
Yeah, exactly.
That is weird.
Yeah.
No way. Like,
wow.
Where do you look at them?
Did you realize?
Yeah.
No.
Did you go out there and say,
wait, where am I supposed to look at them?
While looking at this giant nude audience, did you go, okay, I'm about to do my closer. Speaking of closer, ma'am, you might want to get some mosquito netting on that.
Oh, jeez.
Here, take my beard.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Take my beard, please.
Okay, so my favorite clip, which you probably aren't even going to notice because Tom's back there windbagging it. Look at him. He's in full element right now.
Okay, he's in like a stance.
Like, say, watching a dog. Okay, so my favorite, which we love the tool of the week every week, it's fun to see who's the biggest jerkwad around, but this one got a little uncomfortable with Pat and Josh.
I would agree. Okay. Well,
Ask him what he's hiding.
Allie, I'm going to ask you to help us. We have to pick our tool of the week here. You know how this works, don't you? We pick lots of people in the news, and you got to tell us which one is the biggest jerk. You can help us with this as well, Mary. Okay. How about the angry hipster? This guy thought his photograph was in this article about hipsters in a major metropolitan newspaper, so he started complaining about it. And it turned out that the generic hipster was, in fact, not this guy. So he proved thusly that many hipsters do indeed look the same, which was the theme of the article. Let's see. How about this is a good one. Did you hear about the lady who forgot her baby at the airport?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Wow.
No, this is a true story. Wow. This lady forgot her baby at, was it in Shanghai or something? Or
I thought it was in Dubai. They were going to Dubai. Yeah. I don't remember.
She literally, the plane was up and off the ground. They had to turn the plane around for her to get, do you have a song about
I left my baby back at Gate C. That's the way I really love you. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
What a waste of time, though.
The Josh Hoare song is done.
The Josh Hoare song is done?
It's done now, I'll tell you. Josh loves spanking whores. Get the whip out and make the ass red, baby. Josh loves spanking. How about that, Josh Arnold?
That goes with the Gwyneth Paltrow story I never got to, the whip thing.
You oh, yeah?
To, yes.
Okay, how about the lady that was arrested after using a T-shirt gun to blast drugs and cell phones over a prison fence? I kind of like her.
I mean, she's like the hero of the week.
And I want to get a T-shirt gun for the radio station. And let's see. Finally, the woman who wrote the article saying that women turn into their mothers at the age of 33. Boy, did this piss off Christy.
Truth hurts.
Which one of those is the worst? What do you think? Aging hipster.
God, woman who shanghaied her baby.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's our winner. That's going to be our Bob and Tom Tool of the Week.
Well, thank you so much for watching this week in review. As always, you can find us on all of our social media platforms, bobandtom.com and bobandtomstore.com.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Don't forget, check out omahasteaks.com. Enter BTS in the search bar, and you can save 71% off the Omaha Cut Ribeye Cookout. There's a lot in there. And you get free shipping.
Ooh.
Omahasteaks.com.
Yeah, that's an insane deal.
Bye.
Oh, I have a water stain on my shirt and pizza. Should I go change?
No.
Can you see it?
No, not really.
Are you a liar?
We're here to bring you our favorite clips from the show this week. So, Jess, why don't you kick us off?
Wrong.
What?
Spring.
Why are you in this room? Where did you come from? And it's spring. Wrong. Welcome back, Grace.
I hate you.
It's Tom.
It's locked. You guys on? We're rolling.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you guys doing?
Week in review, Tom.
It's our first spring edition of Week in Review.
Photo bomb. Thanks, ladies.
That's the most unnatural photo bomb.
He's like, you don't even know I'm here.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Okay.
Because I was almost like the back. It's not necessary.
Okay.
Jessica, shut up. Okay.
I didn't say it.
No, I was putting people in my head.
3, 2.
Sorry, we had to do a cut. Our boss, John, is back there. It makes us a little nervous because, you know, he's kind of the connection to HR.
He really likes me.
There's Tom.
Here, can we just...
Nobody likes me here.
Women hate me. Like, loathe me. It's painful. I read it. It hurts.
I don't read anything, so you're wasting your time. I don't know why I laugh. Like
that's all right. I read everything, because some of the, you know, some of the weirdo stuff, it oddly makes you feel good. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's just
you
like...
You have low self-esteem.
Well, look who you're working with.
I do, too. That's why I just don't read it.
I'm just
here to have a good time.
Well, when people are like, oh, all over the... It's like, you know what? I got a lot of these, so thank you.
Okay.
Take a picture of me now.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Did you say, oh, my God, I'm so funny?
Yes, it
did. Are we in the right spot still?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We've drifted too
low. At this point, who cares? Let's just get this over with.
Okay. That's the spirit signal. Aren't you so glad I found my way back?
No.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.